The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Continuing Book 3, Chapter 40. Man hath no good of himself, and cannot glory in anything. The disciple continues, Thou, O Lord, art always the same, and endurest forever, always good, just, and holy, doing all things well, justly, and holily, and disposing them in wisdom. But I, who am more inclined to go back than to advance, continue not always in one state, for seven different seasons are changed over me. Yet it quickly becomes better when it pleaseth thee, and thou stretchest out to thy helping hand. For thou alone, without man's aid, can assist me, and so strengthen me, that my countenance shall be no more changed in various ways, but my heart shall be converted, and take its rest in thee alone. Wherefore, if I did but well know how to cast away from me all human comfort, either for the sake of devotion, or through the necessity of seeking thee, because there is no man that can comfort me, then might I justly depend on thy grace, and rejoice in the gift of new consolation. Thanks be to thee, from whom all proceeds, as often as it goes well with me. But for my part, I am but mere vanity, and nothing in thy sight, an inconstant and weak man. What have I then to glory in? Or why do I desire to be esteemed? Is it not for nothing? And this is most vain. Truly, vainglory is an evil plague, a very great vanity, because it draws us away from true glory, and robs us of heavenly grace. For whilst a man takes complacency in himself, he displeaseth thee. Whilst he seeks after the praises of men, he is deprived of true virtues. But true glory and holy joy is to glory in thee, and not in oneself. To rejoice in thy name, and not to be delighted in one's own virtue, nor in any creature, save only for thy sake. Let thy name be praised, not mine. Let thy work be extolled, not mine. Let thy holy name be blessed. But to me, let nothing be attributed of the praises of men. Thou art my glory. Thou art the joy of my heart. In thee will I glory and rejoice all the day. But for myself, I will glory in nothing but in my infirmities. Let others seek the glory which one man receives from another. I will seek that which is from God alone. All human glory, all temporal honor, all worldly grandeur, compared to thine eternal glory, is but vanity and foolishness. O, my truth and my mercy! O, my God! O blessed Trinity! To thee alone be all praise, honor, power, and glory for endless ages of ages. Chapter 41. The Contempt of All Temporal Honor. Christ. My son, take it not to heart if thou see others honored and advanced, and thyself despised and debased. Lift up thy heart to me in heaven, and thou wilt not be concerned at thy being condemned by men on earth. Disciple. Lord, we are in blindness, and are quickly seduced by vanity. If I look well into myself, never was any injury done me by any creature, and therefore I cannot justly complain of thee. For, because I have often and grievously sinned against thee, all creatures have reason to take up arms against me. To me, therefore, confusion and contempt is justly due. But to thee, praise, honor, and glory. And unless I put myself in this disposition, to be willing to be despised and forsaken of all creatures, and to be esteemed nothing at all. I cannot arrive at inward peace and strength, nor be spiritually enlightened, nor fully united to Thee. Chapter 42. Our peace is not to be placed in men. Christ. Son, if thou place thy peace in any person for the sake of thy contentment in his company, thou shalt be unsettled and entangled. But if thou have recourse to the everlasting and subsisting truth, thou shalt not be grieved when a friend departs or dies. In me the love of thy friend must stand, and for me he is to be loved, whoever he be that appears to thee good, and is very dear to thee in this life. Without me, no friendship is of any strength, nor will be durable, nor is that love true and pure, of which I am not the bond. Thou oughtest to be so far mortified to such affections of persons beloved, as to wish for, as much as appertains to thee, to be without any company of man. A man draws nigher to God the farther he withdraws himself from all earthly comfort. He ascends the higher into God, the lower he descends into himself, and the meaner he esteems himself. But he that attributes anything of good to himself stops the grace of God from coming into him, for the grace of the Holy Ghost ever seeks a humble heart. If thou couldst perfectly annihilate thyself, and cast out from thyself all created love, then would abundance of grace flow into thee. When thou lookest towards creatures, the sight of the Creator is withdrawn from thee. Learn for the Creator's sake to overcome thyself in all things, and then thou shalt be able to attain to the knowledge of God. How little soever it be, if a thing be inordinately loved and regarded, it keeps thee back from the sovereign good and corrupts the soul. Chapter 43. Against vain and worldly learning. Christ. Son, be not moved with the fine and subtle sayings of men, for the kingdom of God is not in speech, but in power. Attend to my words, which inflame the heart and enlighten the mind, which excite to compunction and afford manifold consolations. Never read anything that thou mayest appear more learned or more wise. Study rather to mortify thy vices, for this will avail thee more than the being able to answer many hard questions. When thou shalt have read, and shalt know many things, thou must always return to one beginning. I am he that teach men knowledge, and I give a more clear understanding to little ones than can be taught by man. He to whom I speak will quickly be wise, and will make great progress in spirit. Woe to them that inquire of men after many curious things, and are little curious of the way to serve me. The time will come when Christ, the Master of Masters, the Lord of Angels, shall appear to hear the lessons of all men, that is, to examine the consciences of everyone. And then he will search Jerusalem with candles, and the hidden things of darkness shall be brought to light, and the arguments of tongues shall be silent. I am he that in an instant elevates a humble mind to comprehend more reasons of the eternal truth than could be acquired by 10 years' study in the schools. I teach without noise of words, without confusion of opinions, without ambition of honor, without contention of arguments. I teach to despise earthly things, to loathe things present, to seek and relish things eternal, to fly honors, to endure scandals, to repose all hope in me, to desire nothing out of me, and above all things, ardently to love me. A certain person, by loving me entirely, learned divine things and spoke wonders. He profited more by forsaking all things than by studying subtleties. But to some I speak things common, to others things more particular. To some I sweetly appear in signs and figures, to others in great light I reveal mysteries. The voice of the books is the same, but it teacheth not all men alike. Because I within am the teacher of truth, the searcher of hearts, the understander of thoughts, the promoter of actions, distributing to everyone as I judge fitting. Chapter 44. Of not drawing to ourselves exterior things. Christ, Son, in many things it behooveth thee to be ignorant, and to esteem thyself as one dead upon earth, as one to whom the whole world is crucified. Many things also must thou pass by with a deaf ear, and think rather of those things that appertain to thy peace. It is more profitable to turn away thine eyes from such things as displease thee, and to leave to every one his own way of thinking, than to give way to contentious discourses. If thou stand well with God, and look at his judgment, thou wilt more easily bear to see thyself overcome. This has been taken from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, translated by Bishop Richard Challoner. This work is available through Tan Books and Publishers. You can contact them at 1-800-437-5876 or on the web at www.tanbooks.com. This work is in the public domain.